Welcome and breathe in air. Abstract Illusions Radio, the show that explores and exposes the many aspects of expression, with your host, Jennifer Hellman. Good evening, everyone. This is Jennifer Hellman, and we are in the middle of May, and it's a wonderful time to be here. I am Jennifer Hellman, Intuitive Life Coach. I am opening the lines. If you have any questions, please feel free to come in. I'm going to be talking a little bit about the power of the word and how just any kind of infliction or self-doubt after you state what you really want can really make a difference in the manifestation. Because basically, if you start doubting it, you're canceling it. Not a good thing. We all deserve to have exactly what we want and what we desire. So basically, the one thing you need to understand is to have total faith. And, you know, it's not always easy in these times to have that total faith. But at the same thing, you have to understand, if you believe in you, and you believe in yourself, and you believe in what you want, and you believe that you deserve it, then the faith is going to be there. It's not necessarily the best of times to have that faith, but it's the best time to build that faith and know that it's real, that you're not alone. You have all the support and everything you want. I can tell you countless ways that I've been blessed by having enough faith to have a beautiful home, a healthy dog, a great life. But I can also show you and tell you about the many times that I had doubt and how my world went crashing down because of that doubt. It was those hard lessons that made me believe that I hold the key to my life, that I truly am the one creating the reality that I'm in. And it's been quite the trip and very bizarre and at the same time, beautiful, wonderful, magnificent adventure. And I don't regret anything I've been through. I can tell you that you start thinking about a certain relationship and the way it was, and you keep repeating it over and over and over. Guess what? Your next relationship will be a copy. You know, it will be the same. You're asking to have the same thing again. Then they've done that. So now when a relationship ends, I just think positive thoughts of all the wonderful times with the person if it didn't work out. I'm still very much friends with everybody that I've been dating or that have been in my life to be friends and lessons and much, much more. One of the greatest things that I've discovered is when somebody comes to my life, try and see how they reflect me. And it's not comparing. It's just seeing the similarities. I was talking to a friend, and that concept was hard for this person to really understand that everybody who comes into your life is a reflection of you. And we have Ed McMahon on line three. Hello, Christine. How are you?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you fine. What's your name?
Oh, I'm Helene.
Hi, Helene. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Good. And what's your question?
Well...
what do you want to discuss?
what you're saying is great, as usual. Question about a man. I saw someone in business last week, man from another country, wondering if there are any possibilities for a relationship with this person and or working with this company.
I see more business than, and I see a friendship, but I don't see an intimate relationship.
Okay.
I see a lot of flirtation. Yet I don't see anything more developing, really.
Okay. And would it be wise to work with this company?
I'm not saying it is a major problem, I don't think it's going to be, it's going to be a good experience for you. I don't see it being very profitable for you.
Okay. So maybe something that's done for a year or two, something like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would do a limited. I think you'll be friends with this guy for a long time. I'm just not seeing an actual relationship. Things could change, but at this time I'm not seeing a relationship, but I am seeing a really good friendship.
Well, that's good too. Disappointing, but good. Okay.
Oh, don't think of it as a disappointment. Think of it as the fact that you are having, I mean, with him you're going to learn certain things of what you truly want. I think he's very close to what you're looking for. Yeah, at the same time I'm seeing somebody else coming in. That you're going to look at him and say, yeah, right, and then you're going to turn back to this other guy that's just like going to be all him and more. And that's going to be really soon, like the end of June, the beginning of July, that you meet this other guy.
Okay, good. And anything on finances? There's like courses I want to take in England, things I want to do, and things are just tight, and I can't, you know.
That's what I'm talking about the power of the word. Don't say they're tight.
Okay.
You know that Spirit will provide you everything you need, and you've got to believe the money will be there for you to take all those courses. Just know it. Have total faith and literally say, you know, Infinite Spirit is going to provide all the funding I need to successfully take all these classes. And just know it. Go and put the action behind that. Because it's there. The only one that's stopping you really from getting the money and the funding to take all those courses and all the classes and everything you want to do is just not knowing and trusting that it's going to be there by saying it's tight. No, it isn't. It's infinite. If you have total faith that, yes, I'm supposed to take these classes, I'm going to take these classes, you sign up for the classes, you will be amazed how the money will come in for those classes.
Oh, gosh.
It's that faith, and I know it's tough. That's it. Generally, what I do is say, I'm doing this, and I let it go, and I just go do it. And I don't know how it's going to turn, but it always works out fine. It's when I trip up and I doubt that I don't get it. And the only one I can blame is me for not having the faith or not taking the action steps to say, yes, I'm truly doing this.
But if it's something like where you have to give a deposit and it's not there and, you know?
But it is there. Just know, Spirit will have the money I need to take these courses. I will have it in hand at the right time, in the right way. And it will be there if you have total faith. If you have any doubts, then it won't be.
Yeah.
And it is just so important to understand the whole concept of having faith in yourself that you can do it. If you have faith, you can do it. Spirit will provide anything and everything for you. I mean, throughout so many other books that are out there, and I truly believe they're speaking the truth, you ask for it, you will receive it if you have the faith that it will be there. It's that trust. It's that trust within yourself that you can do this. One way or another, the money will be there. You just need to follow. If something tells you, go left and, you know, you're walking down the street, it says go left and go into the store. Go into that store. For all you know, you're going to meet a friend who owes you, you know, owes you some money. And she's, oh, my God, I forgot all about it. Here, let me pay you right now. And it's the same amount you need for the class.
Mm.
Those are the kind of synchronicities that will happen. You know, it's even today, I put something on Craigslist and I said, this is sold now. Literally, somebody emailed me within 5 minutes and it was sold. It can be that quick. It's just having the conviction within yourself that it's a done deal. There's many people. Okay, let's start over here. You know, one thing, if there's 2 months together, it's a done deal. So what is the name of the courses you want to take?
There's some sound healing courses near Glastonbury in England. And also there's some radio courses, too, for voiceovers and radio interviewing.
Excellent. Well, when are they?
The Glastonbury ones are by the solstice time, so I have to be in England like the 19th, 20th.
Okay.
Of June.
Okay. So, Infinite Spirit will have the money so Helene can take these courses before she needs to put the deposit down at the right time, in the right place, in the right way. Consider it a done deal. Now, just follow your hunches, your intuition on making sure that you listen on how you're going to get that extra money.
Mm-hmm.
And you're very intuitive, mm-hmm. and you follow it. You doubt it at times, but overall, you
yeah,
know it's
yeah.
there.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay? You're taking those classes.
Yeah.
Consider it a done deal. Because that's the one thing that, I mean, literally, I've been reading some books on this, and one of them is literally The Power of the Spoken Word by Florence Chin. It's a great book. It is a great way of learning to speak the word, mean it, and know it's going to come. No doubts. It's just there. I mean, it was amazing. I was really kind of like, thank you. I knew it happened. I didn't know it was going to be that quick. But literally, I turned off the ad, and before I knew it, I had an email saying, is it still available? It's like, I just put it up. Got the full price.
Yay.
So, it can be that quick. Something told me to put it on today, so I did, and boom, it's done.
Gorgeous.
So, Infinite Spirit, Infinite Intelligence is listening. We just need to tell them and say, okay, you take care of it. I know it's a done deal. And go about your day. Or say, what is the next step that I need to take? And you know they're going to tell you when it's right time. And it's always in the right time, in the right way.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful how the universe really works if you trust it. Man always gets in the way.
Yeah.
So as for the relationship, know that the right man is coming into your life at the right time, in the right way, at the right place. You guys will just, it will happen. And if it's this guy that you just met, that you're doing business, mm-hmm. it could be, I think it's somebody else. Mixing mm-hmm. business and pleasure can be very dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Not always a good situation. I see you guys flirting a lot, though. Very playful together. But I see it just being more business and friendship.
Do you think maybe if I didn't work with him, it could switch the other way, or it doesn't matter? That's just the way it might go. You know,
I don't think the business part is really that big of a scenario. He might be using it as the excuse, but it's not really part of, no, it's just not going to be. I just don't see it. He's too much of a player.
Oh, he is? I didn't know. I mean, he's very attractive and high position, so he very well could be. But I wasn't sure.
I just don't see him. I just don't see it for you. I see somebody else. Even better.
Even better is very, very good.
Yeah, and you deserve it. Yeah. I just know it's there because it's a done deal. And they're showing me they're showing me the letter D, but they're also showing me Stephen. So I don't know if it's D or Stephen.
Okay. Don't know either, so.
Well, it's somebody totally new. You don't know this person yet.
Okay. Yeah, thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you. I appreciate you calling in and listening.
I appreciate you, so I'm going to keep listening.
Okay, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Night.
Night. It is, I mean, you know, when Spirit says, pick up these three books, and all of them, literally, one was Spiritual Marketing by Joe Vitale. The other one was Think and Grow Rich, which everybody knows about. And the third book was the Wisdom of Florence Shelby Sheen. And this has actually four of her books, and they said, read it. And it's like the other ones I've been reading for a while, and then I picked up Florence's book, and I'm reading it going, wow, this is amazing. Well, let's try this out. So one of the things that she says throughout this book that is for the highest power for everybody is, Infinite Spirit, open the way for the divine design of my life to manifest. Let the genius within me now be released. Let me see clearly the perfect plan. That is what everybody who's looking for their purpose in life, that's what you need to say. It is a beautiful thing to have it just unfold in front of you. So many people worry about it. Don't worry. It's going to be right in front of you if you trust that it will be. So this book, actually there are four books, basically tell different scenarios of different ways you can help yourself manifest all your heart's desire. She has affirmations through this for every possible thing you could think of, happiness, prosperity, career, romance, family, success. She goes through it and explains how using your words in a really, really simple, direct way and letting it go with trust and faith, that is a done deal. And understand that, just pay attention, put action behind it. In here she tells several times of the story, and it's probably the same one, just repeated in different ways, but of a story that wanted the perfect mate. And she thought she had the perfect mate, but he really wasn't acting like he really wanted anything more than a friendship. So she told this client of hers to let him go and just say, the perfect man, the perfect partner, will be with me in the perfect way, the perfect time, in the perfect place. And she just thought very kind, loving thoughts about this other person. All of a sudden, he started kind of fading out of the picture. She met somebody else and ended up marrying him. So it really is your thoughts creating through your trust in the divine, and most of all in yourself, that will create the scenarios that you truly are looking for. Now, I've had many experiences of saying, and I've said this many times, it's just so obvious the way I did it wrong. And I said, I paid off my car. I want to pay off my car now. But that's all I said. So, within a few months, I had a car accident that totaled my car. My car got paid off. I didn't have a car. But I did learn that I need to rephrase it, especially after I said, this car is paid off now. In the perfect way, it is all paid off. Well, you know, a head-on collision, yeah, I got paid off. I again was out of a car, but then again, I didn't word it right. Third time's a charm. This car is paid off. I'm enjoying riding in this paid-off vehicle for a long time. I now have paid off that car, and I have been driving it now for 5 years. Yay! I'm happy. So it's very, very interesting the way that the words have to be put out there in the right way for everybody in the universe to give you what you want. I got what I wanted, just not in the form I wanted it. And that's because I wasn't clear. So if you really want something, ask the Infinite Spirit to bring it to you in the perfect way, in the perfect time, in the perfect place. And see it unfold. Take action. You know, it was very interesting that I got the email from the woman about the phone. She called me later and I had put my cell phone, I had given her my cell phone number, and I put my headset in. When my headset's in, it's on automatic answering. I actually was talking to somebody else, but the other call came in from the woman who bought it, and it interrupted the other call, automatically got answered, but I knew it was okay, I needed to take that call. Plus, I called back the other person, and I did apologize, but I needed to talk to her to make it the setup, to know that it truly was sold. If I hadn't put the headset in, and I didn't recognize the number, I might not have answered, but something told me to take the call. I followed that little gut feeling I had, that this was an important call. Those are the little things you need to really pay attention to. So if you have any questions, the phone lines are open. Helene got on real quick. And you are welcome to... we have a phone call now. Hello.
Hello, Jennifer. How are you?
It's my Ed McMahon, Christine.
Hello, girl.
How are you doing?
You know how words are thoughts and then trust and all that stuff, you know. You can go all the way back to the book of Genesis and God said this, God said that, and he spoke everything into existence.
Yes, and,
so,
and that's, you know, basically, in this book it says, you know, you've got all the ways to get what you really want. They say in the scripture, it's all written,
yes.
But exactly what you need is right there.
Now, if you want to add to that, like one of the training tools that I've used is write the perfect day in the future as if it's in the now. And so you would be like 10 years from now and you just create that day and you write that whole story down.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll manifest.
And how, can you give some example how you are one of the most positive people? Can you give an example of other ways that you've manifested?
Yeah, you want to be more specific about being specific. in a previous company that I was working in, to be like at the very top, you needed to have five diamonds, and five diamonds were leaders in that company. So I wrote down that I will have five diamonds by 2006. All right? I didn't get specific. I didn't say male, female, nothing. I just said five diamonds. I knew what they meant, but the universe said, okay, five diamonds. Well, when I met Alan, he gave me a diamond bracelet. Then a few months later, he gave me diamond earrings. Then a few months later, he gave me diamond rings. And then a few months later, he gave me a diamond necklace. Before 2006, actually it was 2005, I had five diamonds.
Not bad.
What I was intending, but I got my five diamonds. I got exactly what I asked for. Now, another example of being very specific, before I met Alan, and ladies, if you're listening, pay really close attention to this. I wrote down that I wanted a 6'5" man, right? I wanted him to have curly hair, right? And I just remember these two things because when I did meet Alan, he was the opposite. He was 5'6". And while he does have curly hair, it's really on the, it's just around his head, not on top of his head. He has no hair on top of his head. So it was kind of cute. But all of the other traits, all the goodness and all of that, it's there. It's just, if you write down a specific detail on a guy, just make it 6 feet. So that way you know it's 6 feet.
Right.
Because if the universe is going to flip, it'll either be 6 feet or 9 feet. And the odds of it being 9 feet or eight, just go 6 feet. I just can't get any more clear than that. So be very, very, very specific, down to the color, down to the weather, everything. Every
big step.
I got
to put this in there. Do not say how it happens.
Right, because the how does not matter. It really doesn't. The how does not matter.
But so many people, don't you think a lot of people focus too much, well, I want it to happen in a certain way, and
what it is the end result. Even in the Bible, the end result is the kingdom of heaven. God said, focus on the kingdom of heaven and all things come to you.
And the kingdom of heaven. According to Florence, the kingdom of heaven lives within you.
It does. It's in between our two ears.
Yeah. Well, actually, it's down in your chest and your heart, not your head.
No, it's in between the ears. It's what you think.
Oh, well, that's true. But, you know, if you live in your heart, you obey what your heart says.
So when you were talking about the trust and everything, I went, all right, thoughts, think good thought, trust, right? That's like, you know, trust it, just trust, let it go. Faith and belief. And just walk away from it. I've had things that I've written down, put that intent in, forgot completely about it, and 18 months later, have it manifest, and then at that moment, I'm on my knees because I remembered. I time traveled back and remembered when I asked for it.
And it is amazing when they were, you know, something happens, you know, okay, I know I asked this when, and it's literally, they will show you, they will remind you some way how you asked for it, we got it, and it, was it the time frame a little too far out for you, or were you happy with when it manifest?
On which incident?
On the one that was 18 months.
I forgot completely about it, 100%.
So in that case,
I forgot. Well, okay, I'll back up to it. I was a single mother with three children, and I wanted a house in Kyrene. I was at this church, a charismatic church in Mesa. In fact, they were in a warehouse, and the pastor was talking about, you ask God what you want on your gift, meaning, you know, it's time to give money to the church.
Right.
So it wasn't a lot of money. I gave $65.
Mm-hmm.
And on the memo, I wrote, House and Kyrene. And I let that go. I forgot completely about it. And it was 18 months later. On December 13th, 1993, I walked out of the mortgage company. My knees went down to the ground out on the asphalt because I remember when that guy said, write your intentions down on that check and God will deliver it to you.
It's beautiful.
And I got a house in Kyrene.
That's excellent.
Not only that, see, I was driving my son to Kyrene. I was driving from Mesa all the way to Chandler to the Kyrene district every day for a while. And so I had a teacher's meeting with one of the teachers, and so I drove around the neighborhood, and I wrote like 20, maybe 25 houses down. They were all for sale in that area. And I mm-hmm. called every single one. Only one called back. Only one out of the 25. And that's the one I'm living in right now.
It is a beautiful home.
It's a true story. And that
was
by intent.
Yes. And you are one of the most positive people I know. You're always upbeat. You're always giving. And I'm very blessed to have you in my life. And you...
Well, of course, the most important thing is love.
Oh, yes.
What a wonderful word, L-O-V-E. So, love, agape love.
So, is there anything else that you would suggest in manifesting other than letting it go, write it down?
Absolutely. Say, like, since, you know, I work with people, don't say, I lost 20 pounds if you're doing that. Shout out that I released it. I released 20 pounds. And the reason why you want to say release is you're letting that go. If you use the words, and I lost, that means you're going to find it. It's going to come back to you.
Good point.
So say, I released it. Release is a much better word.
Can you say let go?
I let go. I released and let go of 20 pounds. I just say release 20 pounds, release 9 inches, and release the debt. Ooh, that's a good one, huh?
Definitely. With the situation that is around us, that releasing debt is good. And it's interesting that a lot of people, you know, they say...
Release
and
let go.
I caught myself on this when it comes to mortgage, of saying... I paid off my mortgage. Well, there's a lot of ways you can do it. So now I say I own the note, I own the deed outright on my home.
Awesome. Actually, I think I should put that on my goal board and have a goal board. I have a goal board in my kitchen. I have a goal board in one of my other bedrooms. They're two different goal boards. But one of them is on my goal board it says the doctor is within.
Mm-hmm.
Treatment originates outside you. Healing comes from within. And I see this probably 8 times a day.
Whether yes,
it's very
prominent. Whether
I purposely read it, my subconscious totally sees it and knows it's there.
Yes, and I have used the manifestation board or goal board or whatever you would like to call it. It really is a great way to just let your subconscious know that you still mean it. I actually have done many different ones on career moves, on financial situations, on relationships, the ideal man, and I just kind of cut out. It's a great way if you have magazines and you don't know what to do with them. Cut out words that really mean something to you from the headlines or from anywhere. And I was very lucky. I was getting a lot of magazines with Jennifer Aniston. So there's a lot of Jennifers on there. So I was able to cut out Jennifer starts a new career or starts a new direction. Little things like that really kind of emphasize the areas that I wanted to manifest and put them up. And it's very interesting for me, Chris. After a while, my intuition tells me to take those words done. down. And usually if it's down, usually within a month, everything that's on that board has happened.
Awesome.
So,
and, yeah, I think you should recycle your goal boards, especially when everything's manifested. It's, you know,
or just about to.
You know, when's a good time to do a goal board? Would it be on a new moon or would it be on a full moon?
Well, I would say a new moon.
Okay.
Actually, either one. Either one would work. It just depends on what your goal is. If you're releasing things, then you really want the full moon. If you want to bring something in, it's more the new moon.
So on the new moon, everybody out there listening, write a check for the dollar amount you want, and then in the memo, put paid in full.
And thank you.
Yeah, and thank you.
I mean, that's something that as soon as I get a bill, I will write the check in the memo. I always say thank you. And I always have the money in my account for that check.
That is so neat. But pretty much write the check to yourself.
Right. If you're not writing your bills out and doing it, if you're writing it to yourself, that is a, and there's actually, if you go on thesecret.tv, they have checks for the Universal Bank.
That's right. Oh, do you remember?
And you can write them up.
Remember what Mark did? He took the $1 bill and just wrote another zero by it.
Right.
No, he wrote the zeros. He wrote more zeros on it, and he just pinned it on his bedroom wall.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when he ran in, when he saw the, you know, God left him signs all over the place. He saw that rack, you know, for that advertisement, and things just started just coming to him. He was attracting. It was like a magnet. It was coming to him. So you have
yes.
to stay open. You could, you know, you don't want to keep your eyes and ears closed. You have to stay open because it could be standing right in front of you, and if you're not open to it, you're not going to see it.
And you have to be open and also be willing to take those steps in action, because it
That's
has
right.
to be an active faith. It can't be just you do, you know, you put the board up and you look at it and say, okay, that's it. If you're not, it's like me putting, saying, yes, I'm going to sell this today, and putting that ad on Craigslist. I was actively saying, yes, this is sold.
Anybody out there that's in sales, you would go out there, you know, you've got everything, but if you're thinking, I can't afford to buy this, how can I sell that? That energy, they pick up that energy, and they're going to be thinking in their subconscious, I can't afford that.
Right.
So release any self belief systems and just let it go, because it is like you have it, it's wonderful, and it's valuable. So always keep that focus. It's valuable in your mind, and people will see it and they'll think it's valuable.
Well, definitely. And if you're excited about it, if you have a passion for what you're doing, that will attract so many things. So if you're not in the best mood for selling,
sing a song.
Do something to cheer you up.
Right.
To get you excited about that day and about the moment.
Yes. Yeah, call Jennifer. Always call Jennifer. Always. So, anyways, yeah, that's pretty cool. But this book that you're promoting, is she going to be one of your guest speakers?
No, seeing how she probably died several years ago, if not decades. This book was written back in originally, I think back in like the 70s.
Okay.
I'm not sure she's still living. The last printing of it was in 89.
Well, do you remember Scott Bloom?
Yes. This was originally written in 1940.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's great.
So,
what if you were there when she was writing it? Ooh.
Probably, who knows? I probably was one of her clients. It resonates with me very strongly. The information
really
does.
I just got Scott's Scott's book, and I can't wait to start reading it. But on the back it says, a warm and revealing book about personal transformation. Its narrative reveals the honesty of one who has really walked the path of forgiveness and divine connection and found the rewards of intuition, mission, and synchronistic flow. This book will speak to everyone, which reminds me of a lesson I learned about the word or and.
And what is that?
Okay. Be careful putting and in between words, because what that does, it connects them and it makes it conditional. So if you like and this and that and this and that, all of that has to be done before anything can happen. So always change it to or. Real important. And that separates them. It releases any kind of conditions or this or that or this or that. It's off, you know. It just get rid of and.
Well, it depends because, Chris, if you're saying in the perfect time and the perfect place.
Or.
Yeah, it is. It
well,
is
because that's your condition. See what I'm saying? When you put that and.
I understand
in
it's a condition, but it's also
condition.
Letting you releasing it to spirit to do
sure.
What comes naturally to them.
Sure. That's true.
So.
However, if you're starting your business or doing something and you say, and this and that and this and that has to get done first, you'll never, ever get
right.
To that step forward.
No.
Just say, or.
No. You know, it's very simple, the things that you can do that are just, you state it, and the spoken word, saying it aloud is very important. Writing it, stating it aloud makes a huge difference. I tend to say these things in the mirror, so I'm looking at myself.
That's great.
I actually have written some affirmations on a mirror. So when I'm looking in the mirror, my subconscious is seeing these affirmations.
Yes.
And so it kind of gets a double whammy. I recognize it, but also even if I'm just looking in the mirror at me, like brushing my hair or brushing my teeth or whatever, the subconscious is getting the information.
There are top three reasons for whatever your goal is. Write them on a piece of paper. Put one in your wallet. Put one on your bathroom mirror. Put one on the visor in your car. And put one on your computer if you have one. And
basically what you're saying is
three top things that are so important to you that you would move mountains. So children.
You will move mountains.
Your dog, you know, things that are so important. Your top three reasons why.
Just basically, you want to put those wherever you spend the most time.
Uh-huh. And then when you slump, you can look at those top three reasons, and they will pull you up.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
So, but I'm hogging this lineup. I'm sorry, guys.
Well, you have a lot of good information, and it's always nice to have you on, Chris. You're always a welcome addition.
Thank you, Miss Jennifer. And I'll see you on Facebook.
Yes, you will.
Okay, ciao.
All right, ciao. Chris is a person that has gone through a lot of changes over the last few years, and it's always wonderful to talk to her. She has wonderful ideas. She is on Facebook. Check her out. I believe she's under Wolf Eagle, if you want to check that out. If you have one information on manifestation, there is a lot of things that I have put on my website. Angelsintuition.com. I'm thinking of abstract illusions because this is what the radio show is through, which is creative expression. So I'm all about expression. I'm all about helping you get what you would like in life because you're worth it. You deserve it. And if you need somebody to hold you up and help you manifest it, you know, send me an email. I will always hold light, and if I think it needs to be worded slightly different to make it manifest a little faster or a little clearer, I will send you those suggestions. I'm not going to tell you what to do or how to do it. I will make suggestions if I think it will help you get what you want a lot faster. Because right now, if nothing else, the more positive you are, you're going to turn everything in your life around, and it carries out into the universe. It carries out to the people around you. We have Linda now on line 3. Hello, Linda. How are you?
Hi, Jennifer. I'm doing wonderful. I got to go outside and enjoy nature at its finest today. So my question is, I'm wondering if it's a good idea for me to try on the Internet. There's something called chemistry.com for finding a spiritual partner, or my spiritual partner. Is that a good idea for me to tune in to, to sign up on chemistry.com or maybe another one like eHarmony?
See, I see the person locally, and I don't see you meeting them online.
You see, what did you see?
I don't see you meeting this person online. I see you meeting them actually at a coffee shop.
Really? I don't drink coffee.
It doesn't mean you don't pass by one.
Right. I do pass by one all the time. I can even more. When do you see? What timing? This is about the end of May already. Mid-May.
I'm really seeing it's, I'm getting more July.
Uh-huh.
For meeting this person.
Uh-huh.
But you can try the online, but I see you meeting him at,
at a coffee shop. Would that be on the, there's one on the water. There's a boardwalk on the water.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny because my intuition was telling me that that could happen. But I don't drink coffee and I don't eat snacks. And I'm pretty much, water drinker and all that. So I thought,
It's like I will go to a coffee shop and I'll even take my own water. And I just go in there and people watch.
Oh, yeah.
I generally, if I'm doing readings locally, I actually meet them at coffee shops, and most of the time I don't buy anything. I just go in there. Somebody, the client might buy something. I usually thank them very much. That or else I will give them, I'm going to be here. I'm going to be doing a reading. Is it all right? I usually check to make sure it's okay. But a lot of people meet there, and they don't have to buy anything. It's just a meeting place.
Yeah,
it's nice if you do, but you don't necessarily have to.
Do you see anything else where this beautiful man is concerned?
You need to relax about it.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to do. I know it's all going to happen. I already wrote the script before I came here, right?
Right.
And I had a beautiful 23-year marriage, and my husband departed, and I thought, I know that because that happened so beautifully, it'll happen again. I've already written a script that's just walking through it. So I have a real strong knowing.
Then why aren't you trusting it?
Well, I was just, checking out this Internet thing, and it just seems so like a waste of time. I wasn't getting a good hit. They had like 7 free days on chem.com and chemistry, and I was kind of playing with it a little bit, and I thought, no, this isn't. Yeah, trust that.
Just say, you wrote the script. Where do you have in the script that you meet the guy?
Well, that's why I'm asking you. I don't know that one.
You don't put in the script where you meet him?
Okay, right. Where I meet. Oh, I like that. Okay.
I mean, you are writing the script. You're creating it.
Okay. I thought it was like already a pre-written script, like before I incarnated.
Not necessarily. You are co-creating this reality. You might have signed up for certain lessons.
Right.
And there might be certain things that are going to happen, but not necessarily. You're definitely going to meet somebody. If you want to create it, it's best just to say, I'm going to meet him in the perfect way, in the perfect place, and he's the perfect guy. And just let Spirit just bring it to you.
Yes, I did.
And just leave it like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I was getting the idea from you that you had actually written the script, meaning physically in this lifetime wrote a script.
Okay, no, it was before incarnating. And
okay.
I have written down, you know, the parameters and desires. And so, yes. See, now, recently I changed or I've co-created a new script to meet a partner first before investing in property. That's what's comfortable for me.
Okay.
So
then just trust that that's the way it's going to be.
Yeah, otherwise it's just too much stress.
Just let it go. It's going to happen.
Yeah, to try and gather the team after the fact. Rather co-create with, you know, the male-female energy in harmony, as I've done before.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, I changed my what I thought was my script of buying property and then looking for the partner.
I would still look for the property.
Where do you see it being?
Relax about it. You mean?
Yeah, it'll happen.
It's all within you. You know it. You just got to... The one thing I get is like you're beginning to want things so badly, you're trying to force them.
Okay.
And then you pull yourself back and say, oh, no, can't do this. You catch yourself, which is great.
Okay.
But I'm also getting that you need to just trust more. It's like you're not trusting what you're getting. And yet you're getting it and you're saying, yeah, that's right. And yet you're not trusting it.
I understand the trusting part. Yes, that's the one to consciously keep choosing, trusting. Okay, trusting. Right. I tend to have one foot in both on both sides.
Oh, so do I. I totally understand that.
Yeah.
And yet, with that, you should trust more and not less. Because you know, on the other side, everything happens instantly. So you know, on this side, it will happen instantly because you're carrying it through your energy.
Oh, well, I thought I was relaxing about it and just going with what's presented. You know, get clear on your intention and take what's in front of you, right?
Well, you have to be active in it.
Oh, yes, active. Well,
active faith. Like if, let's say you want this guy, and it's good that you're thinking of going online. If you're getting a hit that you should do that, follow that gut feeling.
Yeah.
I'm not getting that's where you're going to meet him. But it's telling the universe, yes, I am actively wanting a partner in my life now.
Yes, I'm very clear about that now. And as far as the land, I'm wondering if I should contact realtors. I don't even
Why
know
not?
Where now.
Why
I
not? Why not do some research?
I don't know where I want to be.
Your intuition will tell you. It's all within you. It's all within you.
There are so many considerations when, you know, before taking a plunge like that, to do what I want to do, which is manifest abundant food.
Well, you need to list it. Tell the universe, okay, this is what I'm looking for, and let it go, and say, show me where this place is. They'll show you.
Okay.
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 And with that, Linda, we are just about out of time. And it's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Oh, mine too. And bless you so much.
Oh, bless you. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So to summarize things, be careful what you think about because most likely you'll get it. Make sure it's exactly what you want. And with all of this, I would like to say this is Jennifer Hellman. Check out my website, angelsintuition.com. And with each breath of air, we hope you gain new insights and inspirations. Until next time, many blessings and good night.